Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. So last week I spoke to you about how instead of putting up resistance to what's going on in the world, to rather connect yourself to all that is, whether you think that's God or source or I don't mind what you call it, and how to bring that into your being so that you're not in resistance to what's going on. So rather than protecting yourself, just allowing yourself to fill up with light, and how that can change situations, can change what you're experiencing. And actually for me has been a really powerful thing through my life. Now, what I want to share with you today is something that builds on from that. And it's something that actually I shared with someone the other day, and I also thought might be interesting to you. And it's about raising your vibration. Now, I've got an online course I did with someone to do with raising your vibration. I'm going to tweak it soon, and I might have done by the time you listen to this. You don't know. You might be listening to this years after I've created it, and I'll definitely have tweaked it by then. So if you want tips on how to raise your vibration, please go, and I'll put the link to that particular course. I think I've got it free actually at the moment. Well, at the moment of sharing this, it is free. Whether it'll be free when you go for a look for it, if this is a year from now, I don't know. But at this moment in time, it's free. So go quickly and have a look. And it shares how you can raise your vibration. And the reason I'm sharing this is alongside what I spoke about yesterday with connecting to source above and below and filling yourself full of light and not allowing yourself to be at resistance and getting yourself out of alignment, about staying in flow and staying in alignment with all that is. I have found that people that challenge me, that I feel challenging sometimes is a good thing, so not challenge, but people that I find are quite negative, people who are not where I am trying to give everything they can, disruptive people, people that are trying to disrupt things, people that are quite damaged. And that's not a criticism, because I know that I came from a place of being quite damaged in my life, and I've experienced many things that I was definitely hurt about in the past. But people that are very uncomfortable and quite negative to be around. I've found recently, and I hope this doesn't come across as being big-headed, because it's not really meant to be in that vein. It's just really meant to be sharing something with you that you can then apply to your life. But I found that because I think I'm more aligned, I think I have a higher vibration than I used to, that wherever I am, whatever I'm engaging in, if those people are around when I join, they very soon tend to leave. And it's not because I try to be mean or nasty to them or get them kicked out or anything like that. I'm not trying to be vindictive and purposefully trying to get rid of them. But they tend to just find a reason to go. From next door neighbours that at times have been outright sort of harmful to me and disruptive to my life. When I've understood the lesson that they've been sharing and I have become more in alignment with source and more energised and I think, vibrating at a higher level, have moved house all of a sudden when they had no intention, like a week before. People I've been working with that are quite negative and heavy have left and moved on to brighter and more wonderful things for themselves, but also left where I was, feeling much lighter and more positive and more energised. People that I've done sort of activities with, groups that I've done activities with, the people that tend to be sort of against and sort of disruptive to whatever it is we're doing, tend to just leave for whatever reasons. And it's a really wonderful thing because it means that I feel that by holding that higher vibration, by doing what I can to remain in alignment, doing what I can to ensure that I am vibrating at a higher level, the world around me tends to shift to make it more easy, to make it more pleasant, more pleasurable, more joyful. And it's quite a wonderful space to play in. And that's really why I wanted to share it with you, because I know friends of mine, I know people I'm acquainted with who really struggle with some people in their lives. I've got a very dear friend of mine who's been struggling for years with her next door neighbour. And this neighbour has caused her all sorts of anxiety and stress. So when you get into alignment and raise your vibration, then you find that these things resolve themselves. So I'd say there's three things that you can do to do this. Getting yourself into alignment, and I speak about that on my courses. Raising your vibration, I've already shared with you, there is a course on that, and that the point of making this, that is free, so you're more than welcome to have a look at that. And the third thing is learning whatever it is that that person came into your life to teach you. And that can be sometimes the hardest thing. The way to try and figure that out is to follow the emotions. Whatever they're triggering in you, instead of blaming them for the trigger, for the experience that you're experiencing, it's to dive deeply into yourself and try and figure out where that emotion that it's bringing out in you, where you initially felt that emotion, how it truly makes you feel, not the anger or whatever that's sitting on the surface, but what's underneath it. Does it make you feel rejected? Does it make you feel powerless? Does it make you feel intimidated or bullied? What's going on in the dynamic that you need to learn about? And then once you've learnt it, what choices are you going to make? Not in reacting to the person, but in consciously choosing actions that help you to get into alignment with Source. So it all goes back to that, getting into alignment, so that you can be who you want to be in that situation. And you'll find that when you do all of those things, that that environment, whatever it is that's going on that's rocking your world in a discomforting and uncomfortable and unpleasant way, will resolve itself without you having to fix it. It'll just shift and change in the most magical way. I hope you've enjoyed this. I'll put all the links to what I've been speaking about, the previous episode that I referenced and everything else, in the show notes below, along with the course on raising your vibration. And I hope you have a really fabulous week, and I'll see you again next week. So much love from me to you.